The Great Wall of China. Text by Carmel Riley. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now turn to page 4. Chapter 1. My trip to China. I've always wanted to travel to China. I love Chinese art and food. And this year, I decided to study Chinese language at school. As a part of our studies, a small group of us visited China with two of our teachers. We had the best time. The highlight of my trip was visiting the Great Wall of China. We arrived in Beijing, pronounced Beijing, and travelled to Sima-tai, which is one of the parts of the Great Wall that is close by. It took us a few hours to reach Sima-tai by bus from the centre of the city. Chapter 2. The Great Wall. The Great Wall of China is the longest man-made structure on Earth. Although a lot of the wall has now fallen into ruin, what is left covers a distance of more than 4,000 kilometres across the north of China. It runs from the Yellow Sea in the east, curves around the north of Beijing, and ends up in Xinjiang, pronounced Xinjiang province, far in the west. The Great Wall is also seen as an important historical site and was placed on the UNESCO World Heritage List in 1987. Chapter 3. Visiting the Wall. When I first saw the Great Wall, I was amazed at its size. I tried to imagine how something so big and impressive could have been built so long ago. The Great Wall is very high, and it's quite wide too. It was built like this so that soldiers could walk along it to get from one section to another. It's wide enough in places to allow small carts to travel along the walkway at the top. The army would use these walkways to carry food and weapons between the watchtowers where the soldiers were stationed. Today, these walkways carry thousands of tourists each day. Chapter 4. The History of the Great Wall. We had a guide called Ran to take us along part of the Great Wall and tell us about its history. Ran started by telling us that Chinese civilization is the most long-lasting civilization in history. It began about 3,000 years ago. In China's imperial period, 220 BC to 1912 AD, China was ruled by a series of emperors under 11 different dynasties. During this time, the Chinese built a strong, stable government and social system that helped to keep their civilization peaceful and well-ordered. Part of the reason they were able to do this was because China was isolated from Western civilizations. However, every now and then, nomadic invaders would try to attack China, and this is why the first Great Wall was built. The Qin Dynasty. The first of the Great Walls in the north of China was built in the Qin, pronounced Qin, Dynasty by the Emperor Shi Huangdi, pronounced Shi Huangdi, in about 200 BC. Shi Huangdi thought a huge wall was necessary to defend the Chinese Empire against invaders from the north. In order to build the wall, Shi Huangdi forced his people to work on it. They had to work very hard, and many of them lost their lives because of accidents and illness. Emperor Shi Huangdi is also famous for the tomb he built for himself. He filled it with thousands of life-size terracotta soldiers to guard him in the afterlife. Other dynasties. Emperors from later dynasties also built long walls to stop invaders. Almost all of these walls were made from earth, sticks, and rocks rammed together. Most of these early walls have crumbled away because they weren't made from very solid materials. While there are still parts of these older walls left, the main part of the wall that people visit today was made during the Ming Dynasty. The Ming Dynasty. The part of the wall nearest to Beijing was built during the Ming Dynasty, 1368 AD to 1644 AD. It had first been erected to stop raids from the Mongol people from the east. Later, more was added to block the Manchu people from the north. The wall that was built in the Ming Dynasty was very impressive. Much of it was made from brick on the outside, and its centre was filled with earth. However, the wall didn't keep out the invaders. In the end, the Ming Dynasty fell to the Manchu. The Manchu went on to create their own dynasty in China and to extend their territory past the wall far to the north. Chapter 5. The Wall as a Symbol. As Ran told us about the history of the Great Wall, I wondered if all the money and time spent building the walls had been worth it. I asked Ran what she thought. "Many people say the walls weren't just for defence," Ran said. "They say the walls were symbols of the strength and power of the Chinese Empire at the time. The wall was the Chinese border, and when outsiders reached it, they were able to see that a rich and powerful civilization lay behind it. It was sending them a message not to come any further." Dragons. I thought about Ran's words as I looked along the ramparts. I was impressed by what I saw, and I was sure that nomadic people centuries ago would have been impressed too. I looked at the wall that followed the ridge of the hills to the west, and it reminded me of a dragon rising up from the ground. Dragons are one of the most powerful symbols of good luck and greatness in China. They are also a symbol of China and the Chinese people themselves. Chapter 6. The Wall Today. As I looked at the hundreds of tourists crowded along the wall, I thought Ran was right about the wall being a symbol. But now that symbol's meaning has changed. For hundreds of years, the Great Wall of China was used to keep people away from China. But these days, it brings many visitors to the country. These days, China no longer wants to keep people out. It welcomes business and tourism and a greater understanding of its culture. What better place to do this than at the Great Wall? Glossary. Dynasties. Successions of rulers who belong to the same family for generations. Mongol people. Native people from Mongolia. Nomadic. People who move from place to place. Ramparts. Walls.